Hello friends, today we are going to be reading chapter 5 of 2 Chronicles. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives and for all the blessings you pour down in our lives. We pray, Lord, that you would just help us to be full of your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding as we read your message. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us, giving us guidance and discernment in reading this, and help us to put it to work into our own lives and to share it with whoever needs to hear it. We pray that you would just allow us to be full of the fruits of your Spirit as we go about our day. In each step, give us your guidance and discernment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When all the work Solomon had done for the temple of the Lord was finished, he brought in the things his father David had dedicated, the silver and gold and all the furnishings, and he placed them in the treasuries of God's temple. This next section is called the Ark Brought to the Temple. Then Solomon summoned to Jerusalem the elders of Israel, all the heads of the tribes and the chiefs of the Israelite families, to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from Zion, the city of David. And all the Israelites came together to the king at the time of the festival in the 7th month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the Levites took up the Ark, and they brought up the ark and the tent of meeting and all the sacred furnishings in it. The Levitical priests carried them up, and the king Solomon and the entire assembly of Israel that had gathered about him were before the ark, sacrificing so many sheep and cattle that they could not be recorded or counted. The priests then brought the ark of the Lord's covenant to its place in the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place, and put it beneath the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark and covered the ark and its carrying poles. Those poles were so long that their ends extending from the ark could be seen from in front of the inner sanctuary, but not from outside the holy place. And they are still there today. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after they came out of Egypt. The priests withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves, regardless of their divisions. All the Levites, who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives, stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps, and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good. His love endures forever." Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. So that is the end of chapter 5. Now, with the temple, they had very specific ceremonies that they needed to do, like sacrificing the animals and being consecrated. They had to be without flaw. They had to be clean, because if they were not, then they would die if they stepped into the temple. There were only specific people that were allowed to be in the temple, and so it was very limiting as to who could go before God in the holy place, right? But now God has created a new covenant, and we have become the temple in ways of sacrifice, not of animals, but of good works. We're sacrificing our time and our bodies to do the work of God. Instead of watching TV, I'll read my Bible. Or instead of listening to music, I will listen to worship. Instead of being negative in my mind, I will think on godly thoughts. I will meditate on God's word and try to engrave that into my heart. These things are the things that God is pleased with. Whenever we are sacrificing, this is what we sacrifice now. And in doing so, we will begin to see God's glory fill not only our temple, ourselves, but our lives. We will see God's glory in our lives. Things that we thought were impossible, we see this struggle that we had to overcome. And at the time that we were in that struggle, we thought, surely there's no way that I can make it out of this. But God came in, and because of his glory, you made it out. And you're here today. So that is how we see God's glory in our lives. I hope that this message really urges you to go out and just spread his message, his gospel, and his love and mercy to whoever is in your path, because everybody needs to hear it. There's so many people walking around lost, and they have something missing in their lives, and they don't know that it's God. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. That's all the time that I have, so till next time.